Well, I love what Joe Stoll writes when he said with 4 years of seminary under his belt that he walked into his first ministry with a very long agenda. He said, as a new pastor, I thought I was there to change that place. Instead, God used that place to change me. The board members were supportive, but they relentlessly kept my feet to the fire in administrative details. I needed to learn how to work with lay leadership, how to be careful in my work, how to dream with others. We often think God has assigned us to change the world around us, when in reality, He's interested in changing us. My friend, can you relate to that this day? I know that if you love the Lord Jesus Christ, you have, as I do, a burning desire inside to go and make a difference in this world for our Savior. But why is it that God is so interested in changing us? Well, He wants to make each of us a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the Master, prepared for every good work. 2 Timothy 2:21. See, God often uses the most unlikely people in the most unlikely places to teach us some of life's most difficult lessons. And just when we think we're maybe there, when we have arrived, so to speak, we realize that that's just not the case. He's instructing us even further. Joel concludes by saying, not long ago I entered a new season of ministry. I may be a seasoned veteran, he said, but I'm still learning, still growing, and still amazed at how God continues to shape this vessel for His noble purposes. If you want to be an agent of change, my friend, don't resist the true agent of change, the one who changed everything. See, the Lord Jesus Christ has your best interest and my best interest, and of course His best interest, at heart. 2 Timothy 2:21, if anyone cleanses himself, may I say, if anyone cleanses herself, he, she will be a vessel for honor, sanctified, that means set apart for God, sanctified and useful for the Master, prepared for every good work. Brannon's words, what changes we would love to make in others' lives for Jesus' sake, but first we must learn at His feet the things that will make us complete. My friend, you know it and I know it, that only when we are changed can we become agents of change. And Heavenly Father, my prayer is that I would surrender on every point where you need for me to change. And I pray that for my friend listening in right now, God, that in her life, in his life, that you would change them, change me, that we would be ready, willing, yielded to you, God, that we would welcome you, Holy Spirit, to change us, knowing that you change us more and more into the likeness of Christ, not more like the devil. You want to change us to be more like the Son that you love, so that we can be agents of change for others who will become your sons. And we ask this to the glory of our Savior. Amen.